Hi, everybody, and welcome to Basement Beards, episode 17. Title unnecessary, because fuck it. That's why.
We're not going to put a title on this one.
I mean, you find the titles. You're the one to do who. You're the one.
I do
the
Sudoku. The one
that does the title. The Sudoku.
I'm your host, of course, Dustin, surrounded by my lovely friends. And of course, we all announce each other at the same time. Ready? So you announce me, Mike. I'm gonna announce Carl, and then Nick's gonna announce Carl, and then Mike, you'll announce Carl again.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, I got it.
Gotcha.
And then someone say hello
to
me.
3, 2, 1.
Carl. Yeah,
Carl.
All right. Yeah. Great. Welcome back. I know you guys missed us a lot. It's been a few months since we put out. I think it's almost been 2 months since our last upload. But we're back, ready, better than ever. The sound might be a little different this time. We're using a Yeti mic. We are not sponsored, but if you hear this and you're into it, send us some
sweet... How does it feel to live in the Himalayas, Mike?
Huh?
How does it feel to live in the Himalayas?
Mike. Either way,
yes. You should have torpedoed that sponsorship immediately.
So, hey, we're going to talk about a little stuff, few things here.
Like what?
First, we're going to start with some movies. It's been a little while, so a lot of movies came out. We're going to talk about two. One that's good, one that's bad.
Which one's which?
They're both probably bad, to be honest.
What?
Wow. This guy's got the right takes.
To be honest.
The one that's been all over the news, really just killing it with a... you know, subject and interesting things. Nick is like so confused.
Oh, Zombieland 2.
Zombieland 2, of course. And then we're going to talk about Joker with hopefully not too much of
Joaquin
spoilers, all that
good
stuff.
No spoilers, because Nick has not seen it. We're going to talk about the first 15 minutes of the Joker.
He laughs.
He cries. He dances on the stairs.
And if you dance on those stairs, eggs will get thrown at you.
I'm surprised he didn't slip down those steps because they were so watery and full of
It's because of all the trash. All the trash they built up in Gotham.
Then we're going to talk about some other stuff. We're going to talk about top turnbuckle news with Nick as he tells us a little bit about wrestling and all that good stuff because everybody loved it last time. Then we're going to get Lost with Carl. And there might be some anime stuff talking to the end, but we're going to try to make this as fast as possible because we all want to go to eat.
No pizza break this time, fellas.
There's no pizza break. We're just going to have a short podcast. So let's first talk about Zombieland 2.
Double Tap, right?
I think it was Double Tap, right,
Double
Nick?
Tap.
Yes.
This was a Nick movie?
Nick flick.
This is a Nick flick. Yeah, it was a Nick
this
flick.
This was a Carl
this
flick.
Oh, sorry, it was Carl.
This is 1000% a Carl movie, but Carl flick does not rhyme like Nick flick
Yeah,
does.
Carl flick does like Carl cinema.
I picked Dead Don't Die.
Carl's crime.
I will accept that. I will not accept Zombieland.
So
this is a Carl clip that we watched.
Carl clip.
Carl clip!
Carl clip! All right.
2 hour clip.
So did we like it? Did we not like it? Pros and cons?
Find out at the end of this discussion.
Yeah. I'm going to say right now, definitively, I thought that was a...
unnecessary movie.
Okay, that's true. There's a lot of movies that are unnecessary.
Why are you speaking for Dustin?
Because somebody's got to.
Oh, no.
Please represent me in court. No, I thought it was a okay movie.
I think it was pretty good. I think if that came out peak summer, it would have been just fine. It would have been a fine summer movie.
That movie came out 5 years ago. It would be better, probably.
Yeah, because it would be relevant.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Instead, Abigail Breslin is much older now, who was a little kid in that movie.
Who?
The one who ran away with the...
Jesse?
The teeth.
The teeth. Yeah, that's it, the teeth.
Isn't that Rosario Dawson?
Gotcha. No, Rosario Dawson...
Wait.
She does have teeth.
Rosetta Stone?
No, Rosario Dawson. I did not learn Chinese from her.
You've never learned Chinese.
Change.
Wow.
Lama Ding
Shanghai
Dong.
Long and Long.
Lama Ding Dong. I read it. No. Yeah. You thought it was pretty good? Mike, what'd you think? You thought it was unnecessary?
I thought it was unnecessary.
Is it worth the purchase?
Jokes weren't good, but the one character that had good lines is getting a spinoff probably, so that's good, I guess.
Wait, what? Are you kidding?
No, the director confirmed that if they're going to make another Zombieland movie, it's going to be a spinoff starring...
the blonde girl?
Yeah, Madison, or whatever her name was.
Yeah, Madison.
Freezer chick.
I thought we laughed more than anyone in that theater, but that is usually the case when we all go see
movies. Yeah, when you and me see a movie, we laugh when no one else does, yeah. And everyone else laughs when we don't, because you and I have a very unique
sense of humor. We have better humor, right? We're better, sure, we're just better people, we're funnier people.
Okay. We understand that Halloween 2019 is a comedy and not a horror film.
Someone said that was divisively one of the best horror movies they'd seen recently.
Divisively?
Yeah.
Like an Android or a Netflix?
Decisively? Device?
Oh, fuck. I fucked up subjective when I talked to you about that movie, because I said submissive.
You said comedy is submissive.
No, not submissive, but
subjugative.
I don't remember. Anyway, the movie is okay. The zombie action parts are pretty fun, I thought, like them killing the zombies. The addition of these like super zombies or whatnot was really fun, like them going through the different zombies, because I was never a big fan of the first movie. Because someone I knew back then was, like, just overly exaggerating how great that first movie was.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was definitely you.
Definitely me.
But the added of these, like, super zombies, the T-800s or whatever, and...
Termies.
Yeah, the Terminators were pretty cool. Terminators.
Yeah, I like the
motion. What you think? Way worse. Terminators.
I like the motion graphic work where they put the words on the screen. And yeah, the funny. Cool styles.
They did that in the funny. First one.
Mm-hmm. I know. I appreciate it.
I mean, it's kind of funny because they were like commandments and whatever else. I don't remember it.
What did you think of the movie, Nicholas?
It was okay.
Stop playing with your sticker toy.
One, you should have not bought me this sticker toy. You didn't want me to play with the sticker toy.
True.
Okay, yes, true. All of your problems are my mistakes.
Yeah.
No, it was a good movie.
Would you see it again?
Nah, probably not.
Would you pay $12 to see it again?
No.
Would you buy it on DVD?
Yes.
Blu-ray?
Yes.
Get a 2-pack.
Yes.
Watch it
not
watch
in that with. Order. I would not.
Bundled with Midsommar.
No.
Midsommar's great.
Thank Midsommar
you. That's
Frito.
A shit garbage movie and you know it.
No. okay, so as you can see, yeah, movie, not great. If you're a fan of the...
It's okay.
If you like the first one, you'll probably like this.
If you're a fan of it, you'll like it.
If you like the trailer, you know what that movie is.
I leaned over to Carl during the movie and I was like, I paid fucking $10 for this movie until Madison showed up. Then the movie was okay.
Then you paid less.
Yeah.
What?
I was okay with the amount I paid. But yeah, I didn't like it. She was the shining light in that movie.
Was that the movie we were watching when that guy at the Cinemark came in and got into the projector room through the little secret door next to your
chair? Yeah.
That was,
No,
this is the one with the kid.
Oh, this was
the fucking baby.
Hey, dude, you don't listen to this if you have a kid, because we don't know anyone with kids. But don't bring
your kid. You can't. Yeah, listen to this if you have a kid.
Don't bring your kid.
Don't you ever bring your baby to a movie until they're at least 5 years old,
or at least go to the ones that are like, hey, this is just
in the morning.
Kids,
you lose your right to take a child to the movie. Sorry, it's not happening. The fucking baby was on there, and the lady was on her damn cell phone.
She was calling the baby police.
Yeah.
She's like, what to do, baby?
She's like, why are people mad at me?
Like, baby won't stop crying. Help. Look, if the baby's crying in the theater, leave the theater. Don't stand
they
in
did.
The... No.
No, the dad cried. Took it to the fucking ramp.
The dad took it to the ramp.
Yeah, they were going to do sick baby ramp.
What does that mean?
Yeah, hold on.
What does that mean?
I don't think the baby was sick. I think he was just tired and didn't like the loud noise.
Baby ramps are just small ramps. Calm down. They're not ramping off the baby itself.
Calm down.
And that movie was fine for the price of admission. If you wanted like an Oscar performance, you're a fucking idiot. But if you want to be entertained for a couple hours,
what if I want a Tony Award winning performance?
I don't know what that is.
Whatever the one where it's the worst awkward. Acting award.
Razzies.
Razzies, thank you. Razzles. Razzle? Razzle Dazzle.
Zombie Kill of the Year Award. Ugh, the guy knocked over the Eiffel Tower, the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Yeah. It was fine.
Next
Joker.
Movie. Joker.
Now, Joker. I loved it. I thought that movie was fantastic. Probably one of the better movies I've seen all year.
Would you say it's number one or number three?
Oh, God, I don't remember. I wish we could go back from January and remember, like, what movies did we see that we all kind of really liked?
Midsommar.
No.
You and I like Midsommar.
Yeah, you two like
we
it.
Saw Us this year, right?
We did see Us this year.
That was earlier in the year. That was like January or February, right?
Yeah.
So, that
oh,
was
man,
a
Us
mix.
Us is pretty funny.
I saw Us. I didn't like how that one girl talked. That lady? Yeah. I hated that.
Fair. Us had Tim Heidecker in it via amazing, so...
The shadow followed the girl. I'm good. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, it was great. Like, it made me feel during that movie like I could kind of understand where they were directing the Joker's character. Did we ever get his name in it? We did, right? It was like Henry or something.
They give him a name. It's not
probably
real. Art. The main character's name, yeah. Art.
Yes.
Because I remember thinking that it was incredibly, like, on the nose corny to name the main character Art.
Is it not Art? It is Art?
It's Art.
I know he has a last name because I said it a bunch. Yeah, his mother Wayne. Fucked the one dude or whatever. Or had a baby.
Wayne?
That's super hard.
Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, spoiler.
I don't know. I just said Wayne 20 seconds ago.
I didn't hear you.
I didn't tell.
Yeah, the movie was very... it was all over the news. Like, right? Like, people in New York City, there had to be cops to come to make sure there wasn't going to be another shooting. Like, the Batman... Did that guy shoot up the place?
The Dark Knight, wasn't it?
During The Dark Knight, right? Yeah. Not Dark Knight Rises.
No.
Yeah, so that was kind of the big thing because, oh, you know, he's a person who loses his mind and shoots up places, and that's very much a...
And I think, I remember correctly, like, WB, like, leaned into that.
Yeah,
like,
really heavy.
In their marketing, which is really fucking gross.
Yeah, but... it's I didn't like that at all. I didn't think... It got... I mean, I think it helped with movie sales, though. Because sure. This movie is the highest grossing rated R movie of all time, so...
Even more than Deadpool 2?
Yeah, wow!
Wow!
Did you ever see Deadpool 1? That's Deadpool 2!
Did you ever see Green Lantern? Deadpool 3.
They still didn't make enough money as the Avengers did, so that means that's the best movie ever made.
Did it? Yeah, it did. The comic movies are great.
Thank you, Martin Scorsese. You wrote another New York Times op-ed.
I really liked it. What did you guys think?
I liked it, like, coming out of the theater, but then, like, looking into, like, because you had mentioned this, too, that, like, hey, this is just, like, super derivative of The Greatest Showman or whatever the fuck you said it was.
Yes,
and everything I've seen online, people are like, yeah, this movie's really good, as long as you haven't seen these other ones, because these other movies just do the exact same premise better.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, maybe I should just go watch those.
You should. You should definitely watch it. I know the name is not The Greatest Showman. I keep saying that's what it is. Well, yes. So there was a movie that came out in, 1979. The Robert De Niro, what?
The Big Comedian.
It's something, The Great Comedian.
The Great Funny Man.
Yeah, something of that
America's
nature.
America's Ha-Ha.
It's
America's
Robert...
Funniest Home Video.
Yeah, America's Funniest Home Video is inspiration for the Joker movie.
It's Robert De Niro and Jerry Lewis.
Oh.
And they flip, so... Robert De Niro and Jerry Sandusky, and it's all about football.
It's all football.
All about them boys.
Gotta get 18 yards to the next touchdown.
18 yards to the next shower. Anyway, so...
Your football experience was weird in that.
You don't know about Jerry Sandusky?
I didn't know about you.
Raper Sandusky?
Is that the one buried in the field? Who's buried in the field?
Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa. I know someone's buried in a football field.
His
somewhere.
Political career is buried.
Along with him.
B-E-R-R-I-E-D. Because he's got a big bounty.
Yeah. It's pretty much swap the places of Robert De Niro's character in The Joker with being the Joker in this movie. Only not so crazy and psychologically disturbed in a way. But the movie is pretty much very similar. And it's really good, but a lot of people know about it because I think it came out during like Star Wars. And so no one
the
really...
exact same time Star Wars came out.
They're like, well, it just got, you know, swallowed up by the Star Wars craziness.
Yeah, the Sarlacc in the pit.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Good movie.
Star Wars.
Carl, did you like Joker?
What? Did I like Joker? No, it's fine. It's a well put together movie, but it's not a fun movie to go see with your friends.
If you like sad movies
about mental health issues, by all means,
Midsommar.
It's well put together, but if you want to watch a movie to have like a fun time, not that one. I felt like incredibly anxious and like saddened by the entire movie.
But I think that's a good experience. Yeah, maybe not going to see it with a friend.
See it with but I think friends.
It's see it with an enemy.
See it with a friend of mine.
No.
Like six coworkers you've never explained your political positions to. Gauge their reactions after the movie.
I don't know. I really, like I said, I had feelings about it. Like I felt different after seeing that movie.
You still feel different?
No, I don't.
At the end of like Zombieland, I was feeling like, you know, Madison's a pretty funny character and she was pretty dumb the whole time. And then at the end of the Joker, I was feeling like, man, I really hope I don't be the Joker guy eventually.
That's the whole word. These damn incels are going to shoot up stuff. That's the big word these days.
What movie were we seeing when we found out that the Cinemark just leaves jalapenos out for a month in their fucking lobby without refrigeration?
Oh, Zombieland.
Zombieland?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking gross.
Jalapenos are fresh for several months.
It's because they're so spicy they don't go bad.
True.
Mike, can you agree?
No.
Agree.
Explicitly not true.
Yeah, Joker was good. Check it out. We're not going to spoil.
No spoilers, but I can't wait to see him in Avengers 2.
Yeah. Oh, he's
the Reckoning. In it.
That reminds me of my dad saying when we went to go see Avengers 1, when is Superman going to show up?
It's a good question.
And I said, fuck, Dad.
No.
Yeah, that's what you get, Dad. You get fucked. What a stupid comment. No, I think we really enjoyed it. And then Nick hasn't seen it.
So we're not going to talk about it anymore.
No,
you can talk about it. I'm just going to cry.
Oh, no. Nick, it's time. You're putting together your Royal Rumble iceberg game, it's
the
time.
Mike bought for me.
The Royal
I did not buy this.
Game. A beautiful gift.
I would not buy gift. This, but I would accept
Happy
it as a gift.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Nick?
Thanks.
It's time for Top Turnbuckle News with Nick. Nick, tell us something or more
Everything.
Than one something.
Tell us something, Nick.
Tell us something about
Nick,
the Worldwide
about
World Wrestling.
Nick, tell me a secret.
What you want to know?
Well,
who's the champ right now?
What's
fine.
The
you
big storyline going on?
You know what? Big storyline out of wrestling is that all the wrestlers got trapped in Saudi Arabia and they missed a showing of SmackDown because Crown Jewels, that's what it is. Jewel Crowns? Crown Jewel?
Crown Jewels has better.
Jewels Crown.
Whatever it was on a Thursday. They got trapped in Saudi Arabia because Vince McMahon's a dickhead. And then they couldn't make the showing of SmackDown Friday. And then NXT invaded SmackDown, and it was a really good show, but I don't really care about WWE.
Invaded? What does that even mean?
What does that even mean?
They drive a Humvee into
Well, hold on. How did they get trapped in Saudi Arabia? Like their tickets got
turned off? Do you want...
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so...
Always.
So if you go by what was released to the public, then there was mechanical issues with the plane, and that's why they couldn't fly. You should not put that on there. I will knock it off with a hammer. The mechanical issues said
help.
It couldn't, but
he's almost, we're trapped in here with Nick.
Help at basementbeers.com.
But the everybody believes that there was political bullshit going on behind the scenes, because before that had even went off, Saudi Arabia still hadn't paid WWE for their previous promotion that they did.
Oh, and they make a lot of money off of Saudi Arabia, though, right?
The amount that I saw was $60 million was what they didn't get paid, and they got paid.
Take a drop in the hat for that.
They got paid that much to show up for Crown Jewels.
So WWE got contracted by the U.S. government to wrestle the oil away from Saudi Arabia.
No, they correct. Went. They went on.
Whoa, that'd be so badass.
Bring some tops. Sergeant Slaughter's back
from the grave. Boy, he's become oil.
He's become oil.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But yeah, so they got trapped there, and
his leg is shit.
And Seth Rollins is the dickhead, and also has been.
That's the guy from Shield, right?
That is the guy from the Shield. But Nick he's Fury. Also the top
Nick Fury,
the bald one.
He's the top babyface of the company.
Seth Rollins was on the TV show The Shield.
No, he was in a.
He was in Marvel's Agent of Shield.
What is it?
Oh, you're talking about Sable.
Sable, yeah, not. A stable, not Sable.
Sable with the boobies? The beautiful beautiful blonde wrestling lady in the 90s?
That would be Brock Lesnar, who's in Sable. That's an inside joke.
They wrestle inside.
It is an inside joke.
Yes, Booker T and Stone Cold did, and they spent like $10,000.
Do they get like? Do they like wrestle outside the ring anymore these days?
No, not really.
Hold on.
Well, AEW did.
What about backstage?
Nick, I've got a question.
Yeah, do they drag them all the way up the ramp into the back and
they fight backstage?
Fight in the produce.
No, Bobby Lashley. Well, Rusev fought Bobby Lashley in a restaurant.
Who's the best wrestler, Triple H or John Cena?
John Cena.
Are you telling me I can pay
between those two, John Cena?
Are you saying I can pay $10,000 to a grocery store and go beat you up in it and spill a bunch of milk?
If
everywhere?
We worked for WWE, yes.
Yeah, you call yourself a wrestler, you can do anything.
At the time, WWF.
You got to make the Booker T noises, though. No! No! No!
I just want some eggs!
So, out of nowhere, I knew I could message Nick about wrestling things because I was at work one night and there was a wrestling thing going on and he felt bad for me for watching the storyline because who was this? Someone's cheating on somebody's
Rusev
husband.
Rusev is married to Lana in and out of the ring. They are doing a cuckold storyline involving fucking Bobby Lashley, who's sleeping with Lana, and Rusev is pissed about that, justifiably so,
yeah.
And they're making it a gimmick. And Dustin just happened to be watching that storyline.
That moment.
So, yes, I felt bad for him because that's bad. It's bad. It's real bad. It's real dumb. They shouldn't be doing those to those two
now,
wrestlers.
What's a cuckold?
It's a bird.
Have your mom explain it.
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
It's a bird. It's a bird. It's a plane.
Like
it's relationship
steals
issues.
Steals eggs.
Okay.
It steals eggs. Is a cuckold the same thing as a stork?
No.
Kind of.
They bring the babies.
Storks have live birth. They're mammals.
Oh! Biology, why?
You sure bats aren't marsupials?
Yeah, so what I saw...
Pulling down under.
What I saw in that episode, they... What's Russo? Is his name is
Rusev.
Rusev. Is he a part of the? He's a Saudi Arabian guy, right?
No, he's from.
Oh, he's
Bulgarian.
He's a Bulgarian.
He's the Bulgarian brute.
Yeah, they were saying that, and they were like, "Oh my god!" And then lady that Lana, the Robert Lashley, he ran up there. They fought for a little bit, and then this woman that I don't like. Hit the dude with a crutch, I think. Or a cane or a chair, I don't know. And they beat him up and they start kissing.
Did she pull it out from underneath the ring?
No, I think she had a crutch.
She's like, had it? Like,
Bobby Lashley has the crutch.
Oh, yes.
And then she grabbed it.
Bobby Lashley is a very big
He's a big dude and he should be...
They got that stinky guy in there still, putting his butt in people's faces?
Yeah, Rikishi.
No, Rikishi, he's dead, right? No. Rikishi died?
No, he's not fucking dead. Why does everybody think he's dead?
He's a wrestler.
The Umaga is dead, but not Rikishi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's cool. Hey, that's a cool storyline.
Nick?
No, it's not. I think it's a bad storyline.
I stepped into this intense storyline.
Nick, I gotta know. We're getting these boys hooked. When are we bringing them to local wrestling?
They won't go to local wrestling.
I'll go to local wrestling. I was the one who said I wouldn't go. Now that I'm in it, and now that
You are not in it. You are not watching news stories every day and snips of fucking wrestling because you're a pathetic loser.
I watch Botchamania. Like, that's kind of the same thing.
I force you to watch Botchamania because it makes me laugh.
I looked it up once. Now it shows up on my fucking YouTube.
Yeah, because I show it to you all the time. Their outros
it's
are great.
Be so loud.
Also,
cucks.
If you don't watch anything wrestling related, that's fine. But you should watch videos of people throwing chairs at other people because it's way more funny than it has any right to be.
It's hilarious. Botchamania is great.
Real fun. Yes. Absolutely watch Botchamania once. You don't need to know anything about any of the storylines. You can just watch a big corporation fuck up spelling how to...
Mm-hmm. All their names.
Yeah. And just stupid shit that wrestlers do. That's
well. Great. I'm excited about it. I would totally go see the local wrestling stuff.
Spoilers. If AEW ever comes closer than fucking Indianapolis, then I'll force you to go to it.
I mean, I'll pay. I'm not paying my way. You guys are going to go to AEW in November.
Yes.
Which is now.
Which is now.
Wow.
At least Mike and I are going to go.
I probably ain't.
We'll
it's 8 bucks now, right? 80 bucks?
No, Mike said it was 80, but you posted it was 50
I
bucks.
Said, bitch, no, it's not.
You said, I'm not paying $80, I'll only pay 50. Let me in the doors.
Correct.
Let me in.
Let me in. That's also our wrestler who also won the...
Eric Andre?
No.
Yeah, Eric Andre.
Well, I mean, he did that gimmick, but there's also a Bray Wyatt.
There was a wrestling gimmick with Eric Andre?
Yeah, you're in the ring. Oh, let me in.
Maybe.
No,
the Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, does a thing where he says, let me in.
And oh!
He's a spooky boy. And that's interesting because it's appeared on Fox around the football's time.
He's a dude with the lantern, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you showed that. That looks fucking wicked.
Yep. But they're gonna ruin that, right? Fucking character because WWE can't develop characters. But that's my opinion.
He's got face paint now, right?
He's got a mask.
Oh,
he's got the weird like pumpkin mask.
Anybody dressed up like Goldberg anymore?
It's it's a gold mask.
Anybody dressed up like Goldust now with the full body paint?
No, I love Goldust.
You would never.
Who's in the NWO with the black Jerry Curls?
Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, and Kevin Nash.
Scott Hall.
Scott Hall's dude who throws the toothpick.
Yeah,
he's like, hey. Yeah, I remember stuff.
Scott Hall's all right.
Lex Luger did the rack.
Lex Luger?
Did the rack.
Yeah, his thing was the rack.
He also had a bust, too.
Hulk Hogan always tore his shirt off, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And dropped the leg on people. Terry?
Yeah.
What? His name actually is Terry.
Because he would tear his shirt.
It's Terry Crews. I only got burgers.
Is Terry racist? I don't know. Wait, probably. Who'd you say is racist? Terry Hogan.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. He drops N bombs and everything.
Yeah. I watch a lot. I listen to a lot of UK grime, and there's a couple rap tracks where they actually mention Hulk Hogan, saying that we're still brothers.
Hulk Hogan also did a porno.
And also, he said, hey, you listen.
He's got
to
a
rap?
Huge there's penis. The
could you listen to the Macho Man? Randy Savage rap.
I can listen to anything.
Can you listen to that album and give me like a
review?
A review, please.
It's probably hot fire. I'll say
it's,
it right
it's hot garbage, but it's great. I just want you to listen to it.
Track 7 and 8 are bangers.
Okay, I want you to listen to it once and then say bangers never again.
Show these new words.
Shit slaps.
Like what?
Oh, you're saying shit slaps. Not like shit slaps, like a pile of shit in my hand. No.
Yes. It's I don't want to.
It's slaps.
I'm not
it's
hip.
Full of tough tunes.
Woke.
Yep.
Shook. Shook is a thing.
Woke,
not,
shook.
Not like shooka, shooka. Like you're scratching a little puppy in the neck and go, shooka, shooka. No, shook is just
yeah, I don't know about
feet.
That part.
Never,
yeah,
I never
approached a small
you never
puppy.
Shook a dog?
I shook the fuck out of a dog.
I don't think you're supposed to shook a shook a puppy.
I shook a shook a baby once.
You shook a shook a corn, Justin.
Hey, you just shook a shook a.
You can't admit to those things out loud.
Yes, I can. They're fine. They don't
this
work.
This is admissible in court.
What?
It's the Me Too movement.
Can't do it.
Me 3. What's next on the agenda?
Wrestling, awesome. We're all into it.
It's... not, but okay.
No, Nick, you were embrace it because we're going to embrace it.
I'm not embracing my own nerddom, okay?
If you embrace
when I embrace nerddoms, I buy $300 in fucking Tiny Mans.
We can talk about that one day because no, I'm not going to play it, but you guys were just playing it before we started recording. And those models look real nice. Thank GW you. Games Workshop makes real nice tabletop miniature models.
Penis.
Next. So... we're going to jump to something else. Since Carl, since you had the last word on that one.
Yuck.
Yuck. We're going to get lost with Carl. Can we play some lost music? Andrew, let's go.
Spider-Man doesn't want to be on the podcast. The only lost music you need is just that intro like.
What's Spider-Man
yeah, what's the what's this intro to Lost? It's like.
It sounds like this. As my post processing effects. I'll never add it, so
please.
This is just awkward.
I was going to, before, I was going to get a, like a sound thing on here and just do the first episode of Lost, the noise, but it's a lot of screaming because people are dying on a plane. Ah! Woo!
This is great.
Some people are dying off the plane.
True. So last we left you all, just the seat of your pants, we were talking about Lost.
The smoke monster was there.
The smoke monster did not make an appearance. He made a noise.
Previously
also
on Lost.
Also a he, I guess. Previously on Lost. Let's go.
Previously on Lost, there's a smoke monster. He's in the jungle. A bunch of airplane full of models crash landed on the island. Great. Now we're on episode 2, which happens to be like a flashback episode, which is where we start introducing these characters in full detail and we get a Kate episode. So I didn't pay attention to half of this shit because Kate sucks. She's a terrible character.
Isn't Kate like the main girl in the show?
She is, but she's mainly terrible and she's a terrible person.
So what I remember, from Kate is she's a thief.
So Kate's a bad guy, she's wanted, and she's on the run, which is what we find out this episode. And currently, when it opens up, we find out she's sleeping in a farm in Australia because she's on the run from the law.
In she's Australia? Australian?
She's not Australian, but in Australia.
Okay. She's in Australia because she's a criminal.
She's Australian because she's a criminal, and where can the U.S. government not get you? Probably Australia. Well, it turns out, bitch, you're wrong. They can still get you in Australia.
They get you in the outback?
Wait, they're allowed to... Oh, yeah, you can make, like, deals with the government.
You can get extradited anywhere you are in America. Yeah, 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 if Australia and the USA are friends, you're fucked. So anyways, it opens up with her. She's in Australia, and then it cuts back to the island where previously on Lost, they hiked up a mountain to get like a signal for their receiver. So
that's when they shot the polar bear.
They shot the polar bear, fucked them up because the French lady is blocking signals. So she get back to camp and she tells everybody, you know, hey, and by everybody I mean just Jack, because Kate and Jack are friends, and they don't want to scare everybody in the group that there's, you know, a Russian lady blocking signals, because that'd be spooky.
Wait, it's a Russian lady and a French lady?
There's a French lady, and she's also Russian, because Russian and French are foreigns, and all foreigns are kind of the same thing for me. So there's a foreign lady who's blocking the transmission signal.
If they're white skin, so Germans, French, British, Swedish.
No, you're American or you're foreign. That's just how it works.
Okay, got it. That makes sense.
So there's a French lady who's blocking a signal. That's what they did in the first episode. Then they came back to camp, but they didn't tell nobody about it because it will scare everybody. But Kate told Jack because Kate wants Jack's dick, and Jack was like, oh, that's cool. Anything else you want to tell me? Because little does she know, Jack knows now that she went off the camp, that Jack knows that she is actually a wanted fugitive. But Jack and Kate don't know each other, that they're on the same page. So Jack's like, do you want to tell me about your fugitive or anything? And she was like, no, I don't. And then it fast forwards later throughout the episode, and then there's a flight marshal. He's on there. He was on the plane to begin with.
He was dead, though, right?
He wasn't dead.
He came back from the life.
He got hit in the head by a suitcase and got unconscious, and he woke up unconscious on the island. But also, he has a shrapnel piece in his chest, which will probably kill him. But right now, he's still alive, but not real alive.
Who did Jack do the surgery on?
Jack did the surgery on himself. Well, he's tending to the wounds of this man with the shrapnel in his chest.
Okay, so I remember you talking about that.
Yes.
Okay.
So he's like trying to stop the bleeding, but there's still like a piece of shrapnel in his chest, and he doesn't really know what to do. So he's pretty much dying. But anyways, when Kate gets back from the island, Kate goes to see this fucking dude because Kate knows this dude as the air marshal who piloted her in there. And she's like, hey man, are you going to die? I hope you die. And then the dude wakes up spookily, makes a loud noise, starts strangling her. Jack walks in there. What are you doing? Don't choke Kate. And then everyone figures out that the flight marshal is against Kate, and Kate's a criminal, and Jack and this and all this stuff.
Oh, so immediately people know that she's a bad guy.
Yes, because she went there to see, is the guy going to die? Is he going to die? And Jack was like, I don't know, maybe. So as she was in there like, hey, are you dying? The dude woke up and just started choking her out and was like,
no, you are.
So what happened to that guy?
She's a mad person.
He dies.
So everyone doesn't like the dude in the tent just like crying away every night. He's like, oh, I'm bleeding out. I'm bleeding out. So everyone in the camp's like, someone should shoot that dude. Put him out of his misery. So
wait, that happens?
So yeah. Sawyer, the hard ass of the group, goes, I'll fucking do it. And he fucking pops the dude with the gun that he took off the air marshal who he didn't realize from the beginning.
His own gun.
His own gun.
Kills the guy with his own gun.
He doesn't kill him because Sawyer doesn't really shoot guns that well, and he just shoots him in the chest. So the dude's just bleeding out even more. So Jack runs in there and goes, what the fuck you doing, Sawyer? That's wrong. And then he just chokes out the fucking field marshal because Jack's the savior of the group. So then Sawyer's like, fuck, I should have shot him better. Well, I'm an idiot. And he walks out the tent. Everyone realizes the guy's dead. Kate's relieved because now the field marshal isn't going to be constantly after her butt. And then that's literally the end of the fucking episode.
Yeah.
It's just a Kate episode. It's terrible. Kate's a bad guy. There's a field marshal who's now dead. Yeah. Everyone knows Kate's a bad
guy. Bad guy in the whole series?
She's a bad guy throughout the entire series. Yeah. Unless you like, hey, I think Kate's okay, so maybe she's not a bad guy.
Oh, I can't wait to see if like she screws over other people and shit.
She's throughout the whole thing.
But I watched two episodes. You want me to tell you about episode?
Hell yeah, because I think episode.
I should probably stop slapping the table.
It's okay. Episode three.
So episode three is a way better episode. This is a John Locke episode, and John Locke's one with magical powers. It's called Walkabout. So this one,
we learned the truth about John.
So John Locke, before he went to the island, wanted to do an Australian walkabout where he used his legs. John Locke's in a wheelchair. He can't use his legs. The Australian walkabout company says, John Locke, you can't do this. You can't walk.
It's a walk.
And then John Locke goes, don't tell me what I can't do. And then he still doesn't get on the bus because you can't walk, John. That's just how it goes. So then he gets on an airplane ticket back to home, but then he crash lands on an island.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is this episode we learned that John Locke works at a cardboard box factory?
Yeah, so we figure out that John Locke is in love with a phone sex operator, which that's still a prostitute. You're prostituting your voice.
I don't think it's illegal to do.
Anyways, John Locke's in love with a phone sex operator because it's the only person who would give him any attention. Because John Locke back in the real world is just a regional collections officer for a boxing company.
Not like Fist,
but like
cardboard. Like, I'm folding boxes. Okay,
He's a boring dude, but he's in love with this sex operator, and he was like, hey, you want to go to Australia with me before this walkabout? And she said, no, you're crazy. He went to the walkabout, which then put him on the island. And then it cuts to him on the island, and then apparently the fucking island, they need food. I remember this episode. They need fucking food. And John Locke's a hunter, and he has a suitcase full of 18 knives, and they go
hunting. But he's in a fucking wheelchair. How's he going to go hunting?
He has a suitcase full of knives, which he checked in on the airplane. He's like, hey, airplane lady, I'm going on an Australian walkabout, so I need all these 18 knives. And the Australian or the airplane company was like, yeah, take all these 18 knives to Australia.
Cool. 9/11 hasn't happened yet.
Sure, do it.
True.
So he took all these knives to the walkabout, which he couldn't do, but now he's on the island, so now he's going to use these knives. They go on a board. They find the big mother board.
He can walk now.
Thank you. Explaining that part. Sorry. Wait, he can fucking walk?
He can walk. I forget the way only in season one. He could walk on the island special. They go hunt boar. The boar attacks him. Michael gets cut in his leg. John Locks loses feeling. Michael loses.
Michael's the dad.
Michael's the black one. He loses a cut. He gets a cut in his leg. John
took my boy.
John Locke loses his legs temporarily. He wakes up saying, Helen, where are you? Which Helen is nowhere near her because Helen doesn't exist. Kate's around, so Kate's like, what the fuck? My name's not Helen. This is weird. And then.
What is your middle name?
And then.
Smoke Monster.
I was playing Titan Man's a lot during this episode. So I think they pretty much walk, like, they go keep hunting for the fucking bear. Michael and Kate go back to the boar. Michael and Kate go back to camp, and then John Locke goes, no, I got this, dude. He walks into the woods, and then eventually the smoke monster appears, stares at him in the eye, and then I think it ends there.
Do we see the smoke monster?
No. But if you look really closely into the pupil of John Locke's eye, you can make out something.
Do you make like out of
there's a thing.
Fourth appearance of the smoke monster.
It is not.
But there's a lot of noise. John Locke's like, oh, I'm petrified. And then it just cuts.
So John Locke can walk.
John Locke can walk, but only on the island.
John Locke can walk.
John Locke can walk on the island. He collects boxes and he hunts and he likes horse.
He collects boxes?
His company
so he's
does.
Just like, he's on a deserted island and he's just like, I need to collect
boxes. If you make your passion your job, you'll never work a day in your life.
He won't work anyway because he's got no legs.
He has legs.
People without legs can work, and dude, he does have legs.
You can fold boxes. You ever see those commercials like for Domino's where they fucking... You guys like...
He's standing up.
I don't need to see a
commercial. The table is short. It's that kind of table.
I don't need to see a commercial for a pizza place and it'll fold a box.
There's also a thing between Michael and John Locke. Michael and Walt have a dog named Vincent, which they can't keep track of.
Walt's the kid, right?
But John Locke's cool as fuck and made a dog whistle and blew the dog whistle and they found the dog because John Locke made the dog whistle. But Michael's like, bro, that was my kid. I was going to find that dog. So now they're beefing.
They're like, yeah.
You can't steal my son.
John Locke was like, hey, I'll find your dog.
He's like a good guy, right?
John Locke?
Yeah, Everyone's a good guy. He's the best guy in the show.
Except the hero of the series.
Anyway, whoever you don't like is not a good guy.
The polar bear, not a good guy.
I like the smoke monster. Is he a good guy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, stop. Spoiler.
So that was episode 1 and 2. Episode 2 was Kate. She did a thing. She's a fugitive. Guess what? And then episode 3 was John Locke. He can't walk, but now he can.
So can you give us a little bit of a spoiler what the next episode is going to be?
Yes. Yeah, so
please be a early episode.
Episode 4, season. I don't know specifically, but it's probably a Hurley episode. I honestly don't.
Nice. Hurley.
I can tell you what happens the rest of the season.
No, do not.
But I don't know about episode by episode.
When do we find out about the truth of the island?
Yes. Eventually we'll find out about the truth of the island.
You know what's cool?
It's a gigantic turtle.
Not quite.
Real world.
It does move.
Prison plan.
I'm surprised that I remembered
I get that
a little bit of the way, how you described it from the last episode. Because of my memory, not great.
There's a bunch of like little small scenes all throughout the second, like the third episode, where like Michael, the black guy, is like running through the woods from a smoke monster, but then he finds Jen, the Asian lady, taking a shower naked, and he's like, oh, fuck.
Wait, taking a shower on the... There's a shower in the island?
Well, you know, you put the water above you, you like let it fall on you.
I was thinking like a waterfall.
How is that your thing and not taking a shower naked? Who showers with their clothes on?
Me? Have you ever went to a gym and then went to go take a shower?
Okay, first question. Have I ever been to a gym? No.
How about a Jimmy John's?
I've been to a Jimmy John's once, and nobody wanted sandwiches, and you got mad.
It's true.
Anyways, Michael sees the Asian lady naked, and that's not cool because the Asian lady's married to the Asian guy. And so eventually, maybe episode 4, there might be some beef.
There might be some fighting.
So there's just beef. Does nobody get along in this fucking show?
Humans don't get along. Guy has seen
the man does not know yet, but I'm assuming the Asian lady might be like,
she is quite a pretty lady.
Thank you.
Very pretty lady.
Jin Soo Kwon.
Mm-hmm. Very nice Korean lady.
Anyways, Lost is a great show. Watch Lost.
What we are. We're watching it with you. We're watching it as if we couldn't see.
No, we're watching through you.
It's great.
Thank you.
It's great. It gets wild in season 5. I can't wait to try to describe what a fucking season 5 episode is like. So they start time traveling.
Season 5 is the sidelines, right?
This is when the writer strike happened and they're like,
we got to make the show still.
What do we do now?
Yeah.
Anyways, it's good. Go watch Lost.
There's a statue.
So, thank you very much for all of that. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
I do enjoy listening and learning about Lost and wrestling. Both of these are quite entertaining.
Well, you know what's also entertaining? And something that I think these boys would love to learn about.
I think so. Yeah. One of them knows a little bit about it.
One Piece!
So, of course, we mentioned this multiple times. Jesus. Mike and I are going through One Piece, and we're talking about it. We're watching it. Mike's watching all the fucking fillers.
I'm watching One Piece, Dustin.
I read it and then watched it, but still, I'm not watching fillers. Anyway.
How do you know what's fillers and what's not?
Yeah. There's a beautiful list that tells you
what somebody else on the internet.
Yeah.
He's a liar.
I know what it is. If you showed me an episode and I don't recognize that character,
not true.
I know
you
it's
said
not
the Dugong Kung Fu Kong Kongs were.
I forgot about the
you said Kung, the Kung Fu Dugongs. Dugongs.
How could you like a show but not watch every episode of the show?
Because exactly. I like the manga.
Exactly.
I like the manga. Shut your mouth.
Dustin likes the word, the books.
I like the written word from Oda himself. Now look,
Nobunaga?
Yes.
Yeah, Oda Nobunaga, that's him.
We're in heaven now.
We are in heaven. Well, Mike, here's what I want, right? We have finished the major arcs, like the major beginning arc. We got through Alabasta. That was the big, big arc. We are now in the Skypiea arc, where the world itself gets a little weird. Hey, guess what? We left the ocean.
Oh, we pee on the sky? Why? What's the Skypiea?
No, we left the ocean, like, and now we're in the sky.
We left the ocean?
We're in the sky.
People can't walk on the ocean.
No. Luffy can't swim.
Luffy can't swim because he get the devil for you.
So they said, fuck the ocean, we're going to go up?
We're going to go up. They got.
That's
they
right.
went to the knockup stream, and now they're in heaven. So, there's angels walking around.
Okay.
So, Mike, what did you think from everything we've seen, 100 plus episodes?
100 plus episodes.
To here, what do you think of One Piece so far? True, you're honest to God.
He's made of rubber.
Stop. No. What do you think of the show?
What do I think of
you're
the show?
You're an avid anime person. We like the anime.
Am I an avid anime person or am I a rabid anime person?
Avid. I'm rabid.
Oh.
Put me down.
Well, the rabbits are good animes.
Your lockjaw. How do I feel about this show?
How do you like it?
I feel like this filler is indistinguishable from the real thing so far. And I am waiting for the point.
You're also watching the anime, though, so it's not going to change.
So I'm waiting for the part where you're like, no, the filler is bad. I'm like, well, so far the filler just seems like shorter versions of all the other stuff.
It's bad. I'm not watching fillers.
There's some of the characters are cool. I like Buggles. He's a clown with telekinesis. He force choked the guy once.
I mean,
he
has telekinesis, but that's not his power.
So they're like,
honestly, though.
He throws his arm at person. He can take it. So Buggles ate a part of the chop chop fruit, which means
he ate the chop chop fruit.
Which so chop chop fruit means that he could be like, yo, check
his name's
this
not
out.
Buggles, but it is Buggles since Nick one time said Buggles, and I'm like, okay, it's Buggles the clown. No, it's Buggy the clown.
It's Bad Clown.
Buggy, by the way, Buggy Bumper. D clown. Just letting you
he's
know.
Not a clown no more?
Stop spoiling.
Buggles D clown.
Took his clown
so it's important to note in this show, if anyone's got a D in their name. Their important special boy, which Dustin will never shut up about. So,
they have the will of D.
So, for example,
Diamond,
the main character. Yes. So, we've got Diamond Dallas Page. Okay. We've got Buggy the Diamond Clown.
Okay.
We've got
no. That's
Joe.
He's the Diamond Dude.
Stop talking. We've got Monkey D. Luffy. We've got Monkey's brother Ace and D. Hole. We've got their father, Windstorm.
Ace the Portgas D. Ace, okay, is what his name is.
Portgas is what happens when you have chili before you leave the sail.
Oh, no.
You leave sail?
You leave sail. Sail!
Sail!
Sail. I don't know. There's the one character that we saw very recently who was voiced by the guy that did the voice for that guy.
The dude
from JoJo. Yeah, that was literally just doing
Okuyasu.
Was really, really good. I miss Okuyasu.
Well, we don't need to miss it. We can continue watching it.
I like Okuyasu a lot. He's a good boy. You would like him too.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Remember, he's from JoJo. Okuyasu is the guy who has the hand, and he can pull things to you, and he's like, oh, hey, Josuke!
Josuke!
Josuke! He's got the scar over his face like that.
Oh, that one little weird guy.
He's big boy.
He's big boy.
Wait, no.
You're thinking Koichi.
Koichi.
I don't think
he finally got his stand. No, Okuyasu is the one that has the stand where he can swipe at you and
remember
pull
his
you
brother had a little army man's?
Anyway, we're not describing all these people.
Back to One Piece. I wouldn't be watching this show if it was as bad as Kingdom Hearts. But I did finish Kingdom Hearts, so the show's going to have to tank really hard to get me to stop watching all 1,000 episodes.
Trust me, it doesn't tank.
Now, the best part about this show is I am going to force you to watch every movie and every special they've ever put out.
That's
because
fine.
You refuse to watch the fillers, and the movies are fillers, but guess what?
Movies are good, though.
As soon as we get to the point where they are canon, and by canon I mean that we are not spoilers, which is spoilers
I think
canon
gold,
are different.
Gold is canon.
But we're going to watch them, you and me.
Watch them.
And a bucket of popcorn.
Bucket of popcorn.
And a bucket of popcorn?
One bucket of popcorn.
With a bucket or in a bucket?
In a bucket of popcorn.
In a bucket
that
of...
That sounds cute.
In a garden to beat it. It's actually kind of salty.
Cute? It's a flavor?
Yeah. You ever have Smarties?
Oh, this is a cute...
Yeah. Nah, it's obtuse.
Oranges, aren't they?
Now look.
So One Piece sucks. That's what you're saying.
Fuck off. One Piece is my favorite.
You've come to learn.
You won't watch all the episodes.
Yeah.
I've read it already.
He doesn't want to watch them.
Did you read the filler?
There's no filler in manga.
How do you know it's filler? No, because the cookie guy, the cooking show, the cooking manga, they did a spinoff where Sanji shows
cooking
up.
Cooking
manga? That's
no, that's
filler.
A different artist doing that.
No, it's filler.
That's a dude doing Shokugeki no Soma.
Huh? Translate, please.
Food Wars, I think it is. Anyway,
Iron Chef.
I love One Piece so much so that
would you buy another piece?
Yeah, I'd make it a two piece.
I love One Piece so much. I'd ask for another. Right.
I love it. Mike watching it with me is great.
Now you love it, but not so much that you want to pay attention to the episode. Like the last time we watched it, you sent me a lot of pictures of statues you wanted to buy.
True.
And then you were like, "Wait, what the hell's going on in the episode?"
That's true. Hey, I bet you you're on your fucking cell phone 90% of the time.
I'm never
too.
On my cell phone.
Liar.
I am respectful.
I hear your phone go.
Yeah, just because my phone makes noise doesn't mean I'm paying attention to it.
That's true. I want to buy more toys. I gave Mike my statues.
I got a bunch of statues.
I gave him my Ava statues.
That's true.
And now I'm buying new One Piece statues.
You gave him a One Piece hoodie.
I did.
Nope.
I did not. Sorry. I gave him a My Hero Academia. Academus.
Isn't that a nut?
Yeah. That nut is back for season 4.
Isn't that a better anime?
Every Saturday.
Anime?
What?
My Hero Academia.
Is it a better anime? I mean, visually it's better.
Yeah. This one looks like it was drawn in 2001.
2004. That was when it came out, but you know. Yeah, One Piece is definitely dated, but it is getting better. The reason why I wanted to bring it up is because we were on land and everything was kind of weird, but not as weird as it is now with the Skypiea arc being up in
the
clouds.
Is there an ocean in the sky?
Yeah,
there is.
They call it the White Sea.
Yeah, the White Sea.
It's
pretty cool,
of
course.
You can drown in the White Sea by falling down into the blue sea.
They were like, hey, the ground's pretty cool, but what if we just did the ground, but clouds?
No, you bounce on it, and then now they have like a hoverboard thing that's going on.
One of the characters is a reindeer who made a person
fruit. What fruit did they eat for a hoverboard?
What
fruit did they eat for the hoverboard?
No, they made it. It's their technology. They use dials in Skypiea, which are
sundials.
They're shells. Oh. There's these dial snails that do different things. So one of the things is like you have an air dial where you just go and it blows air on you.
Like a shell?
A shell. And then there's another shell that records your voice.
Carl, you would like the cell phones in this world. They're snails.
They're snails.
Hello.
They go. Beady, 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 when they call, and then you tap them, and then the voice of the person comes through the snail. They talk.
Just walking around their personal snail phones.
Not everybody has
a snail
phone. One of those. Usually, just the government has them.
Okay.
But sometimes pirates do.
Yeah, like Shichibukai.
But they can't walk on the water.
If they have a devil fruit,
that's okay.
They can't swim.
Devil fruit make you sink.
So if you got superpowers, you can't swim.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but then the clouds and the clouds have water.
Yeah,
ocean. So
but it's not the same.
They still die.
It's not the same.
They'll still die.
They still die as long as it's not. No.
Luffy
doesn't. We've seen 8 times in this 4 episodes we've watched. Luffy and Chopper both can't go in the part of the cloud where the boat goes.
Oh, they're in a different area.
They can go to the cloud that's the walking. Because in the sky world, there's 4 types of clouds. There's water cloud. There's island cloud. There's man made cloud, and then there's another cloud. I'm pretty sure that they don't talk about.
So land cloud.
The regular. I think they call those the regular clouds.
Just cloud.
Clue.
And they build the world. They build the lands, the islands, sky islands. There's sky islands. Okay. I didn't hear the joke.
I just said the word clue.
Either way, this is where the shit gets big. This is where
we already met the giants.
No, this is where the powers get big because you get to meet a god in this one.
No,
cool.
I've already solved this riddle. He's not actually a god. This is what they call an emperor. Gods don't have power.
He's god lightning. Emperor baby. Emperor protects.
God
Warhammer
emperor baby.
40K,
what are we doing?
That's good shit. Trust me, it's good.
Quilla.
It's really good.
Is the god a dragon?
Yeah, no, he's a man. He might be a famous rapper.
No, spoilers.
Okay, little what?
Little god.
Little dragon.
Little commie.
It's your boy, little guy.
Either way, It's really good. I'm glad Mike's still going through. We still have.
I'm really gonna have to be episodes. At the point. Like, we're gonna get to the point where I have to. I'm just gonna have to start powering through this shit if we're ever gonna finish.
Because we do four a week.
We do four a month sometimes.
Well, that's true.
Because some people feel sick and they don't feel up to watching it, and sometimes they hop on and they're like, "I'm just."
Hey, you weren't on last night. I was ready to watch.
Yeah. What were your messages?
That's not true. You were on. I remember. I got on. You were on. I was like, no, I'm gonna go to bed. Either way,
if you watched it fast forward, would you be able to intake it quicker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch it at 4x speed. Yeah. Yo. Dreamin. Don't give it up to me.
Don't give it up to Andrews. Either way.
No.
One Piece is great. Why I bring it up is because they just released Stampede. The newest One Piece movie.
I thought you just said like stamps.
Yeah, Stampede.
They put out some stamps. Which, big news in the community.
Big news in the anime world. Stamps coming to the States.
We've been waiting for years for this.
Cell phones. Now we got stamps.
We got stamps. Anyway, great show. Is there anything else we need to talk about, boys?
Yes. What the fuck is Donald Trump? All right, no, that's good.
What is he?
Just kidding.
He was brought into this world by fucking heavy magic. It's the only reason.
A conspiracy of the birds.
The only reason he got elected, dude, is because there's fucking crazy magic around that guy.
I love magic.
And it's also called money.
Chris Angel has a secondary job called Butt Freak.
I wanna love.